fire to your paradise. You ain't got no, you ain't got no, you ain't got no alibi. You ain't got no, you ain't got no, you ain't got no alibi.
First of all, welcome to BFBS The Forces Station. What an absolute pleasure to welcome you here.
Hello. Oh, thank you so much. It's an absolute pleasure.
You've been a singer-songwriter for such a long time, such an amazing career. Can we just dip into the early days with you, Ella, first of all? How did you get into music? Where did it all start for you?
Oh, wow. I mean, I was always surrounded by music. I come from a family of four, so we're quite a big family, and I'm the youngest. Everybody was into music, but nobody played music, nobody sang. But I would say my granddad was a massive influence with me as well. He listened to a lot of old jazz music and brought me up listening to a lot of like Billie Holiday, Ella Fitzgerald. He loved the Rat Pack. So that was kind of like my first love for music. And I listened to a lot of very empowering females on an old record player. And then my mum was massively into her Motown. So that really got me into like big, like, you know, Diana Ross and Supremes and Luther Vandross, all of that kind of music. So I was always surrounded by it. And I think I just gravitated towards it naturally.
Just quickly dip into X Factor, because I can't imagine what that must have been like being in front of all of those people, Ella. I mean, what do you think about when you look back at those days?
It's so funny because I look back now and I think, I don't know where that level of confidence came from, because if you said to me right now, oh, do you want to go on live TV every Saturday and Sunday and be judged for what you love doing? I'd be like, hell no. So to see that I did that at 16, I think I just threw myself in the deep end there and went with it. And hey, look where I'm now. It is crazy. And it is mad to think that it was 10 years ago, and because so much has happened since then. And, you know, so much time has moved on, and like, I've done so much within my career, and like, just even outside of music, my life's changed dramatically. So it's just, it is really crazy to think where you start from. But I'm always grateful for that show, because it gave me a huge, huge platform. My dream was always to be a songwriter and to write and for other artists, to actually be able to go on that platform, use it for myself, and then end up doing what I've always dreamt of doing from a young age. It's just been phenomenal.
You rightly so point out that you were just 16, and I think the nation were like, goodness me, this person has got this booming voice. She's 16 years old. And then, I mean, when you dropped Ghost and it went sort of Top of the Pops, what was that like for a 16-year-old to comprehend?
It was crazy. So I came off the show at 16, and then I took 2 years to write the album, Chapter One. And then we came in with Ghost when I was actually 18, which is still really young.
Still baby, yeah.
I remember just having so much love and positivity around the record. And there was definitely like a positive energy around it, but I never anticipated for it to go number one. And to achieve that much success early on was a huge, huge like landmark in my career. And, you know, I'm very thankful that I come from a very grounded family, and the people that are around me right now have been there from day one. So that's been a huge part of my process as well, making sure that I have like people that I love and trust around me. So it's been a mad, crazy, wild ride. And there's definitely been ups and downs over the last 10 years, but I'm very happy and grateful to be sat here right now doing what I do and loving it still and enjoying it.
I keep going to the river to pray, cause I need something that can wash out the pain. And I'm sleeping all these demons away. What's your ghost? The ghost of you, it keeps me away. My friends, had you figured out? Yeah, the soul what's inside of you. You tried hiding another you, but your evil was coming through. These eyes sitting on the wall, well, they watch every move I make. Bright light living in the shade. Your cold heart makes my spirit shake. I had to go through hell to prove I'm not insane. Had to meet the devil just to know his name. And that's when my love was burning. Wash out the pain, and I know I'm sleeping all these demons away. But your ghost, the ghost of you, it keeps me away. I keep going to the river to pray, cause I need something that can wash out the pain. And I know I'm sleeping all these demons away. But your ghost, the ghost of you, it keeps me away. Each time that I think you go, I turn around and you're creeping in. And I let you under my skin, cause I love living in the sin. Oh, you never told me true love was gonna hurt. True pain I don't deserve. True things that I never learned. Ooh. I keep going to the river to pray, cause I need something that can wash out the pain.
Fantastic single and the title track for Ella Henderson's debut album, Ghost. At BFBS, the Forces Station, Ella Henderson joins me right now. I mean, let's talk about some of the collaborations that you have done. I mean, you're an incredible singer, but also as a songwriter. I mean, you've worked with some huge names. Can you think of any that just sort of pop into your head that have been really fun collaborations that you've enjoyed?
Oh, definitely. I mean, single that I've done with David Guetta and Becky Hill, I've absolutely loved doing. I mean, I never thought in a million years a song that I'd written for myself would be in the hands of someone like David Guetta, and he'd like it and want to take it and work on it. And then partnering up with a really good friend in the industry like Becky and making it like a collab was just a lot of fun. And I think what's always amazing about when you do a collaboration with someone that is, you know, an idol of yours, especially someone like David, is how approachable they are, and how when you work closely with them, just how humane they are. And like, they're so kind, their work ethic's great, they're really down to earth. I think there's something really, really beautiful about that, because, you know, it's what you want to happen. So when it does, it's amazing.
Wrap me up in diamonds, cover me in gold, but nothing they could buy me made my heart whole. I'd given up on romance, then I found you. Ain't it crazy what love can do? Crazy what love can do. Can someone tell me what is happening to me? You're my oxygen, now I can finally breathe. Didn't care for anyone until it was you. Ain't it crazy what love can do? Crazy what love can do. Da 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 da.
Ella, you've played some huge gigs in your career. I just want to touch on the national anthem at Wembley. What was that like? I mean, no pressure. It's the national anthem.
Oh, I know. I know. Like, being able to perform for the women's football was incredible. And that was my first taste as well of like actually experiencing what it's like to attend a football match for the women's football. And the atmosphere was electric, and it was just so amazing to see the younger generation, especially groups of young girls, just sat there on the sidelines screaming and enjoying it. It reminded me of, you know, watching my big brothers growing up when my dad used to take them to their first football matches. And I think there's something really beautiful and inspiring about that. And, you know, these women on the pitch right now are like moving the needle for the next generation, and also showing the younger girls that, you know, there is a future in women's football. And I think we've come such a long way in the last 10 to 20 years that it's only going to be on the up, and I can't wait to see where it's going to get in the future as well.
Well, you're a powerhouse, Ella, and it has been a real pleasure to chat with you. But before I let you go, let me ask you our famous forces question for troops listening right around the forces world. If we said to you, can't be a singer-songwriter anymore, you have to join the military, would you join the Army, the Navy, or the RAF?
Definitely not the RAF, because I've got a fear of flying and I've got a fear of heights. So that would, do you know what? Probably the Navy, because I love the ocean and I love the sea and I love being on a boat and being out to sea. So maybe the Navy.
I think the Navy would take you. Oh my goodness. Imagine you performing in a mess gig. It'd be awesome.
BFBS.
The Forces Station.